see how we can be of further still no sound. Okay, hopefully you guys hear me. Or maybe it was Ananda that couldn't hear me. Okay, hopefully you guys heard all that. We'll begin with Perry. Oh, okay, good. Thank you. Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you?
A message, please.
Okay. I see you playing on the piano. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Perry.
And enjoy your own liftoff. What I mean by that is enjoy your own colors. Enjoy your own energy. Enjoy what comes to you spontaneously. So they're saying that you're drawing from like the intellect. So this is like logically, this is what I should do versus like they're saying enjoy, but they're saying enjoin. So in other words, to join with your own holy status. So whatever brings you playtime, whether you like to paint, whether you like to play the piano, whether you like to collect seashells at the beach, play with the energies that bring you joy. What they're helping you to do is to lift your horizon. In other words, to lift your energy, to lift your spirits, so that you're feeling your own soul, so you're feeling your own heavenly gaze. So they're giving you suggestions. I don't know what it is, but you will. You may suddenly get led to go garden, watercolor, something. It's going to be like creative activities that allow you to touch your soul, that help you to feel heaven's advisement. You have Archangel Raphael that is supporting you and guiding you in this ministry. So this is where you're going to be listening to your soul. You're going to be taking advisement of your soul. So instead of doing things like from the mind, you know, from what logic says or practical says, or just like on a whim, they're helping you to reconnect and enjoying the ways of the heart. And say your name again, honey.
Harry.
I just see you playing on the piano. But what I get from that is like the frequency, the energy, the music. So it's like soul endeavors. This is where we think like, well, it's going to be very helpful if I work hard or whatever, where we actually get more benefit from swinging on a swing in a playground, like to really listen to our own soul's agenda rather than what we think we should do. I should meditate for 2 hours, but what I really want to do is build sandcastles, you know, whatever it may be, to really return to your soul's advisement. So what it is that energy is going to stir you where, and say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Harry.
Well, there we go. That's the card I kept seeing all through the beginning message, which is why you went first today. So these are the new energies. So when I said like playing the piano, and I was seeing like frequency, this is exactly what it felt like to me. Bringing in the new colors, bringing in the new frequencies. Excuse me, playtime. So it's not like just to avoid life, but it's to return to true life, to come under your own umbrella, to come under your own symphony. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Mary.
It may be as simple as sketching a drawing. Follow your passion. You've been doing some beautiful energy healing in your, what we would refer to as dream time state. So I just see angels all around you. I had Archangel Raphael, but now I just have angels as well. So they're restoring you, they're helping you, they're guiding you. Pay attention to what strikes your fancy. Really pay attention to what strikes your fancy. I want to do beading. I want to, what, I don't know what it is, but it's like returning you to your own soul's makeup. Yeah, like less struggle, less forced, and more place of arrival. In other words, you're being guided. You're really being guided from a soul level to restore your energies and alignment. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Karen.
There are colors to be seen. It's almost like if you look at the world, like same old thing, you know, versus with the new chart. So the first card I get for you, this is always duality. It's sort of, it just looks black and white to me. Like, yep, same old thing. But it actually looks gray. Like I have a black and white newspaper and it's all kind of blending. And now it just sort of looks like that gray, you know, whatever. Versus sacral chakra. So this is about stirring up, they're showing me Dole Whip, so funny, but like stirring up the energies, and that's gonna bring you to your new awareness. That's gonna take you to your new discoveries. Now from there, my love, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Karen.
Good. I don't know what it is, but you're going to know what it is. Recognition and reward, intuition. This is what they're helping you align with, is your intuition. Don't do it the hard way. It's sort of like, well, this book says I should spend an hour meditating, and this book says I should spend 30 minutes doing this. Like, follow what your calling is. Follow what your advisement is. You got angels all around you, and specifically Archangel Raphael. And so as you're lifted up, I do feel like you're gonna come in the flow in a much more extensive way and be brought into further advisement. So simple gesturing. I wanna paint flowers on the trim and on my covers. Like, I don't know, but you'll know. It's like following your own soul versus like heavy duty, whatever it is that you think is gonna be required. It really isn't. It's more of the return to the soul. And open up to green, because I've got Archangel Raphael guiding you. I hope that helped. Oh my gosh. Yep.
And this was the other one I pulled last night. Perlamique. It's
there you go.
Let nature soothe you. Serve the nature kingdom.
That's exactly what I saw. It's so funny I didn't say it, but what I really got is like, instead of spending 3 hours in a Dharma center doing major meditation, just put your feet outside, but not with your in the mind, not mind. Really open up energetically, and I just it's sort of like when I just get burnt out or whatever, I'll go out in nature and I just get those shifts. And when you get those shifts, it's not like you're doing anything special, but you are inviting the healing, you are inviting the stirring, you know. And then from there it's all you're aligned at a completely different frequency. Yeah, beautiful. It's like you're already connected, huh?
But what you're saying is true, because I have gone, you know, like even this time last year, I was painting those things and getting back into piano again. And then, you know, my whole world changed. And it's like every time I make those steps, it's like there's some dramatic, and I'm just like, here we go again. So let's start again.
Yeah, but you're on your path. You're not starting from where you were. You're opening up to further awarenesses, further developments. It's so good. It's so timely.
Well, and I'm going to Eureka Springs, Arkansas tomorrow for 4 days to meet with two other angel moms. We're going to meet in the middle and have some time together.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Enjoy it, sweetheart. You're welcome. Hello, Miss Kim.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
I knew I was going to be either first or second. I don't know why. I'm always around Perry for some reason. Yet I was texting. I could stop. Let me just quiet the phone, put it on silent so my daughter doesn't text me back right away. Okay. Hi there.
Hi.
Happy Sunday.
Happy
you
Sunday.
You can hear me okay?
I do.
I'm so glad you're here, even though it's gorgeous out and I could do a million other things. I said, I'm not skipping Nicole. This is too special to me.
Aw.
So.
All right, my love. Let us see how we can bring forth a blessing. And say your first name.
Kim.
Gosh, I did not expect that. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
Well, there's a reason you came after Perry, because she's been being called. She really, really is. So when you say your name today, I hear come here. That's why when I said, well, I wasn't expecting that. So I had you say your name again, and I heard it again, come here. So there's this energy. When I pull a card, I get accelerated motion. So there is energy that is supporting. They're saying your every need. How lovely is that? Mm-hmm. So let's figure out what they would like you to do. One moment, honey. And say your name one more time.
Kim.
I feel like it has to do with you opening up your abilities and recognizing that you are provided for, that you are endowed with they're saying like secret treasures, but it was just like what we were saying earlier, where we're learning, you can ask three girlfriends, perfectly acceptable, but you hardly need to, because we're learning how to listen to our own guidance, to our own heavenly gaze. So what I feel like is your guides are going to be more pronounced. Like you're going to really be hearing and learning how to extract their brilliance. So learning how to listen, learning how to pay attention, learning how to really rest and relax and trust that heavenly endowment. So the earth, you know, like our experience of the world is the ego's reality, where the ego keeps creating this and that and all kinds of loveliness. And when you learn to be guided, to trust your own availability, your own advisement. So now this isn't your ego. This isn't your fear. This is your own attunement. You move into proper status, you move into proper placement. So in your case, you're really learning how to relax. And I literally have like a massage masseuse or whatever behind you, like helping you to relax the shoulders, helping you to draw from your heavenly knowledge, from your heavenly awareness, to really realize that in each moment, you're guided. And so when you honor that knowledge, when you honor that and respect that association, you have reason to relax, to strengthen your own, they're saying your abdomen, but of course your solar plexus, and to let go, meaning that every day doesn't have to be a strain, every day doesn't have to be a struggle. It doesn't mean that you don't have things coming up. Surely, they're saying, surely you will. Rats, right? Surely you will. But that in each moment, you're under heaven's gaze. So in each moment, you're spoken to, you're provided for, and you're learning to come under that consent. So there's this, and what if I could sum this up, there's this energy that you had in the past been faithful to, of this like unrest. In other words, you know, I got to be on my guard because who knows what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. Versus wherever I go, I'm provided for. Wherever I go, I'm advised. Wherever I go, I'm connected to my higher self. I'm connected to my guides. So they're helping you to turn the page in redefining reality. So again, just like what Perry had said, you know, it's like every time you turn a page, who knows what's next? And it's very true. However, what we're also realizing is the test of time is our strength and our faithfulness to heaven above. So now, not heaven above as in terms of separate from us, but the recognition that we can stand on our own glory, we can stand on our own inner claim, inner knowing, inner trust, inner alignment with source. And so this is going to create a sense of balance, a sense of equilibrium, and a sense of delight, where instead of what's the next problem, it's helping you to see the sunshine. And when I said the next problem, as I was saying the word problem, I was watching you like open up blinds or drapes or whatever, like welcoming the new day. And say your name one more time.
Kim.
Thank you. So there's, I can't get that phrase, but something like opening to a new lifestyle is really what I want to say. So it's not the nouns, it's not the subjects, it's not what is, it's your lifestyle, your accommodations. What it's going to be doing is giving you a lot more freedom. Freedom to explore, freedom to play, freedom to assert your own assertion. So in other words, instead of like always feeling like you have to be on the defensive or the offensive, like which position am I going to take, you're opening the door to freedom. And I just see you relaxing is really, and I still have that masseuse there. Like, you can come over here. You know, just helping, like, you know when you have, like, your shoulders up and you don't even realize that you do? Mm-hmm. And then suddenly you put them down, you're like, oh my gosh, have I been stressed? So this is bringing you into a new endowment. And I just see you, like, being escorted and really realizing that in everything's A-okay. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
You're going to notice yourself, like, kind of go back and forth a little bit. Like, honor that, and then, well, surely I can't trust it. And so you may slip into the old lifestyle. And then you'll watch yourself do it and think, well, this doesn't seem to be serving me any. What if I just kind of relax and trust? Because I do know what I'm doing and I do know I'm being guided. So you're just gonna notice how you kind of back and forth, And you know, it's almost like you're sitting on a seed, but you're just not sure it's going to hold your weight. So at the beginning, you're sitting on it, but you're also ready to move in case it buckles under you. But over time, it's like, I think I can trust this. I think I can assert this, assert myself and relax. So they're showing me the car triumphant success. It is very, very good. Very, very good. It's really, when I'm looking at you, it's like you're starting to breathe from your diaphragm, starting to relax. Now, this is going to help you to align with your soul, which is very interesting because I remember that conversation that I keep mentioning, and it's sort of like, well, what's my right placement? What am I supposed to be doing? What you're supposed to be doing is aligning with your soul. So when you're busy in survival mode, it's kind of hard to do that. And so this is where you're learning that requirement is no longer necessary, is no longer needed. So A plus, really, because I really feel like you're moving into a new pattern, a new station, like almost like a new chapter in your story. And say your name one more time.
Kim.
Trust what you receive. To sum all this up, I feel like you do get guidance, but you're not always used to being able to trust it and relax. So it's a little bit like you don't want to work hard when you have a party, so you hire catering, but then you're fussing, watching over the catering, and micromanaging the catering. So you might as well have done it yourself because you're still not relaxing. That's what I'm watching, where you know it's safe, but you're so used to being in that tension that it may take you a little bit or a couple of tries where it's like, you know, I don't really need to carry that tension anymore. And so just notice it. And if you can just kind of giggle and just sort of laugh at yourself, but you are being groomed. I was going to say moved. So funny. You are being groomed for a new lifestyle. It's exactly what I want to say to you. And again, from there, just like with Perry, you're going to be hearing your own accommodations. So whatever it is, whatever, if it's channeling, if it's, I don't know what it is. But you're going to be hearing because you now have a place of residence. So in other words, it's not all staticky. It's not all in friction and tense. There's room of discovery. All right, let me just pull a card. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
They're saying looking good, looking good. I guess something from some movie and sunglasses, whatever. Intuition. Intuition. There you go. That is your message, my love. Did you have a question?
So it's okay that if I don't know what it actually is that I'm going to be moving into, as long as it's, I know it's good, right? Because I know I have a lot of creativity in me. I sometimes feel envious of people who say, you know, they paint or whatever. I was talking to the man next door. Maybe he said, I'm opening up. They never come out. And here he was, this old man cutting his own bushes. He's from Brazil. He doesn't speak English very well. His wife does, but she never comes out. And I gave him my landscaper's card because he has the one I fired. I noticed the bushes were humongous yesterday. And then the next day, of course, he's out there cutting them. And so I said, why don't you call my landscaper or whatever? And he's told me that. He told me that he used to live in that street where the building collapsed, Surfside.
Oh, wow.
You know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was watching that too much yesterday. But he told me I said, why'd you move from condo down there to this big, huge, they have a two-story, seven bedrooms. Someone took the house and added another level a few years ago. So now they look down at my pool. But anyway, I said, well, you and your wife alone in this big house? He goes, because I paint. And I'm an artist, and I'm like, you know, I used to be involved in art, but I'm not like my daughter, you know. But I wonder if will it be something with my creative abilities. I did watch too much of the news yesterday. Maybe you said, well, I'm going to go back and forth. That was crazy. I got so sucked in, and then I heard today something you said to me, life is for the living. And I got my butt out the door. And I'm like, I can't stay there. Oh my gosh, I went into a really dark place and feeling vulnerable. Of course, the dashboard light came on my car again. And I knew it was a sign from, like Abraham, like Esther will say, I was feeling vulnerable, because whenever that light comes on, it's probably nothing, because I've researched my car. And yes, my car is almost 20 years old, but it's that same stupid light. It's just an annoyance. But immediately I went into fear. I'm not going to have a car. Won't be able to get to my iron infusions. Who's going to take me? Oh my God. And I said, stop it. So the creativity channeling, I guess it shouldn't matter to me. I know I have a lot in me. Like you said, like 1 minute, you said in your opening, like you might want to take a class. You might want to do art. You might want to do, and I'm like, she's just talking to me. I'm everywhere. I'm all over the place.
This is what I will say. First things first, what you're learning to do is establish peace. So remember, in order to have the right energy, the right vocational status to open up to your gifting, it's listening to the light. And so when you notice that you have a tendency to travel to the dark side, to the cards I have are the shadow and suffering and silence. So you may want to give yourself an appropriate amount of time that you're going to watch the latest news crisis, whatever it may be. I will watch this for 20 minutes or 15 minutes and catch up with what happened. But when I'm watching to excess and it's taking me out of my alignment, it's time to change stations. It's time to flip the channel. So that's what I get out of that story more than anything, is again, because you've been so much in survival mode, that's the energy that you're walking out of. You want to notice when you get hooked on things in the outer that have to do with survival, because that's the energy, that's the shadow, that's what's like, oh, wait a minute, I got to go into crisis. Because again, the ego thrives on that adrenaline. And as bizarre as it says, it's like that's what the addiction is. And so because of the old energies that you were living under, in other words, this was part of your conditioning, what you they're saying that you sometimes get swallowed up, you know, you sometimes just get swallowed up whole, because you don't respond to there being a concern. You're used to living in crisis. You're used to living on edge. So when you're watching the drama on and on, it's stirring something that's very, very familiar, perhaps not positive, but very familiar, and it's conditioned. So it's recognizing, and they're saying bravo, that it's time to get moving. It's time to get moving. So you're going to notice that stirring, that little, they're saying a halo. So, you know, like the little angel that is offering you those choices faster and faster. The beauty is you're hearing it. So it's sort of like you heard the message from group, life is for the living. So this is where you're reporting to your higher station over and over and over, and really allowing yourself to skip a beat, meaning that I can skip over what happens in the next half hour. If I check on it tonight, they'll catch me up just fine. I'll skip over and join my new tomorrow. That's going to take you out of suffering. That's going to take you out of the energy of the suffering. Specifically, what's coming down the pike, I do not know for sure, but what I do have is my little friend Material Harvest looking at me. Nice. So my feeling is that you are going to be growing. And when I'm saying that, the energy in my whole body is just expanding. It is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So just think of it this way. I have so many energy units per day. How do I want to use them? How do I want to spend them? That'll help you too.
What got me off the couch real quick, I looked outside yesterday and I see a bunch of birds, all different ones, walking together like they're Motley Crue. And I know with the wood stork, there's this one wood stork that wound up on our lake that's not with the other ones at Wanakahatchee. Anyway, And then next to it was this bird. I said, did someone dye that bird pink? The butt was pink.
Awesome.
Okay. And I said, what? Is that an ibis? And someone like dipped it in dye?
Yeah.
I looked it up. It was not a flamingo, a bird that I've never seen in my 55 years of life and coming to Florida since I'm 2 years old. It's called some kind of rose spoonbill.
Beautiful.
What a gorgeous bird. And they were two friends walking together.
So this is what they're saying. What they're saying is the beauty that you noticed without, meaning in the bird, is symbolic of the beauty that you're associating within. So in other words, the beauty that you're seeing is your beauty.
A plus. It was the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen.
Excellent. Excellent. Take that in. Take that in.
So that's with me. That's in my heart right now.
Yes. Take that in. You are looking at your own beauty.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Hello, Miss Helen.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, honey.
Please have a message.
Of course. They're saying stay within, but to follow it up, it's like follow the doctor's orders. So when I say stay within, what I mean by that is do what you know to do. Do what you know to do. Excuse me. And say your name, please.
Helen.
So when I say doctor's orders, do what you know to do, like whether it's from an actual medical doctor or you looked it up online or whatever, it says, you know, soak in an Epsom bath for 20 minutes or whatever, and that'll help. And so I tend to get to about 12 minutes and I'm ready to get out of the bath. I'm like, enough of this. But if you really want relief, if you want to get the job done, it really does serve one to follow the instructions. If they said 20 minutes, there's got to be a reason they said it. So in English, my love, honor your own good authority. So you're getting hits. What I mean by that is you're getting intuitive awareness of what will serve you, what is to be done. And to be honest, it reminds me of my Epsom salt bath where it's good, but it's not always the most fun or the most comfortable. But it's like, I'll say it this way. When I was channeling for myself this morning, you know, I'm always like, okay, what's next? And they gave me this whole little discussion on discipline. And they explained that discipline's really gotten a bad rap. When we think of discipline, you know, we want to go the other way. But they're like, discipline is really discipleship. And discipleship is, if you want to be a spokesperson for God, if you want to come under the umbrella of God's anointing, then be God's disciple. So follow what you've been guided to do and follow it impeccably, because you want impeccable blessings from anointment, from source. So this is really what we're doing, is we're leaving the personality, we're leaving the mind station, and we're moving into that greater broadcast where we really are filled with light. So when I receive you in this other lifetime, it's like you look like you really have an etheric body more than a physical. I mean, you still have the physical, but you definitely have reached certain levels where your body properties show that. So this is where it supports you to follow due diligence. So again, it's sort of like, you know when you just start getting antsy, you know, it's sort of like, oh, are we done? You know, if you're holding a yoga pose or whatever it is, like, are we done? Well, have you hit the sweet spot yet? Have you hit bliss yet? Well, if no, then no, we're not done. And it's sort of like, oh crap, you know, kind of thing. But really, when, and so the card I get for you is authority, meaning that the ball's in your court. You know, what is it that you're after? What is it that you're interested in attaining? And if you want that discipleship, if you want that truest reality, when I say that so humbly, because when I receive you, I can just feel the light in my body and it feels divine. So we always like kind of want it to be fast, like hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. I mean, I'll be the first one to say that. However, we also want it to last. We don't want it to just, it's like a not that we're all getting tattoos, but you know, something temporary versus permanent. It's like you can have anything temporary fast, but what you're doing is moving stations. So in other words, you're really constructing a light body. And so this is, like I look at that incredibly gorgeous line there, and the dog next door is barking and my dog's responding. It's so funny. But this is so funny, like they're talking to each other. But again, it's interesting because it kind of reminds me of the message. So it's sort of like God's talking to you and you're learning to respond. You're learning to recite that highest transcription. So I could call it dying to self, but I don't know, that just sounds so much more difficult. When I just think of you moving into your light body, that really does it. That really, really, oh my gosh, it just holds you up to highest, not, I want to say higher, but they're saying highest value, highest value. So sometimes we come under places where we're taking authority from others, and the flesh doesn't like it, because to be honest, it's a little annoying from the flesh. However, it's really discipleship. We're really learning how to follow stewardship. We're learning to follow that higher guidance and do it to completion with a happy heart. I mean, they are really, really pushing here. Happy heart. And that makes sense. So this is where we've talked about where, oh, I don't know, I've done attunements or empowerments, but I didn't do it with a happy heart. Or I follow guidance, but not with a happy heart. Until you do it with a happy heart, it doesn't qualify. It doesn't qualify. A happy heart. So you're in discipleship. To sum that up, say your name again, please.
Helen.
Trust that what you're learning is good. In other words, whatever it is, hold on. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Helen.
Thank you. They're learning to stay in light. It's as simple as that. So here you are learning to be in light regardless of your surroundings. I got authority card for you twice. So what I was talking about before, it was like you're an authority. I didn't show you the card because it was basically what I was saying, but I got the card twice. So they're really emphasizing the fact that spirit's got you, your back. You're an authority, meaning you decide. It's like, do it now, do it some other time, but it's just like a checklist. So you're learning your lessons, you're learning what needs to be done. I feel like you're doing really well, and you just need to keep going, where it's like, am I at the end yet? Are we almost done?
That's
where
so funny.
You're learning to stay in light. You're learning to stay in light. I have a situation in my life where I'm like, what did I do? Why me? You know, that kind of thing. Where it's the same thing. You know, can I be a steward of light no matter what's put in front of me? Well, I can master it under all kinds of situations. So let's give you like a really situation that not many people can master, and let's see how you do with that. And it's like, oh boy, really? because this is the whole point. We're learning how to be the embodiment of light. So to sum it up, I think you're doing really well.
And Thank you.
And it's like you're just learning how to do it consistently and trusting. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Helen.
That when you have completed your gaze, like if I could sum it up, I would say you're an exercise 7 or 8 out of 10. So it's like you're more than halfway done. You're like 3/4 of the way done. Keep doing your thing, but you're mastering it. You're doing what you need to do. You're learning what you came to learn. And to compliment you, I feel like you've hunkered down. Instead of avoiding it, it's like, okay, whatever I have to learn, let me do it. So this is, I'm going to leave you with that word I started with, discipleship.
That's interesting. You're right on point. Thank you, because like for the past week, they've been telling me, prepare yourself. And I'm like, for what? And they're not telling me. And they're just telling me something big, but no details. And within that week, I've been feeling so like out of sorts, like with the full moon and the eclipse, like I don't belong here. Like, what am I? Not like here, like my body is mm-hmm. like at another dimension and my ship or wherever I'm floating around. So it's been a bit odd. Like even driving around in the car, I'm like, this is just all weird.
Yeah, me too, if it makes you feel better. This past week, oh my gosh. Like, who am I even really? You know, right. What am I even doing? Should I even do these groups? Like, I don't even know who I am. Because the energy is like, we're not who we used to be, but we're still, you know, en route. So we're just keep going. So what I get when you say they're not telling me, you want to remember that it's your ego that wants to know. If you're truly in discipleship, you don't need to know. This is the point.
That's what I, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If good.
Okay, Nicole, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So much love.
Love back, love your artwork. Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Well, you know, it's been a doozy. I guess I got hit with a curveball, and so I guess I'll start with a message, and then I'll... share more. I definitely have a question.
Alrighty. Well, the compliment always is to you. When I tune in, I always have to broaden my gaze to receive your guides. So that's a compliment to you. All right, my love, say your name again.
Stephen.
And say it one more time.
Stephen.
You're learning to play ball. It just reminds me, I don't know who I said this to, but where it's really not circumstances, it's your heavenly gaze and advisement, I guess, Kim. So you're learning how to stay on top. You're learning to stay tranquil. You're learning to follow the rays of the sun. What else do I want to say about that? Say your name again, sweetheart.
Stephen.
Follow the rays of the sun. And in a crazy way, it's so interesting. We always think, or perhaps just me, that like if you're on a spiritual path, then you'll just be blessed and everything will just clear the way like the Red Sea, you know? And that's not the case at all. What we're learning to do is follow the light under all duresses, you know, versus not having things occur. You're learning to keep an open heart is the bottom line. So this is all about staying in the heart for you. That's what you're mastering. I do feel like you do have attendance, though. I feel like with what you've accomplished, in this incarnation, there have been steps that you avoided, if that makes you feel better. In other words, because of your good karma, because of your good conduct kind of thing, you have dropped timelines where there are other circumstances that never came your way. And so when I see it, it's sort of like you're here and it goes, and it's because you graduated, you went higher. So what would have affected you, like, and it was almost like a near miss or whatever, but it was definitely a miss, like you didn't suffer. So if it makes you feel any better, you have collapsed time where there would have been other things that are no longer needed, like you didn't need the lesson. So good for you, and I really mean that sincerely. Stay in the heart. You're learning to stay in the heart under all moments. I got that lesson really, really strongly because I had some reactions to some current events. And I finally got that to look at anything with judgment is not going to be of highest service to anybody. And I couldn't hold the judgment that my linear mind would typically want to do. And so what I really saw was the compassion that soon developed and stayed with me for all affairs. For all affairs, you know, because when you see people that you say aren't doing the right thing, it's because they're an ego. And that's the whole point. When we're all forced to or invited to attend to ego, and it's every man for himself, then of course we're all really gonna lose sight of who we are. And of course some of us have fallen off the wagon more than others, but it's the same tragedy, it's the same illness. So it's only love that's gonna return everyone to proper stationing. So all that to say, that's what I'm getting for you, heart chakra, keeping the heart open. But again, the compliment goes to you that you have successfully mastered some, they're saying square or something. In any event, you mastered it, so you didn't need other curveballs, let's say. And it just, totally, you were higher, so it didn't come your way. All right, that is your message, my love, and your question. And you're muted, just so you know.
For some reason, my son called, like, so I had to, like, mute and tell him I'll call him back, so.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's sort of right on with the heart that, I mean, I've had this, like, friend or whatever, and I guess I got dealt a curveball. Is that what you call it in your talks, where you get really, like, and I had a delayed reaction, like, it was really weird. It was, first I was okay and I left and I didn't realize how vulnerable I must have been. And then, you know, but I'd say by like 4 or 5 hours later, 6 hours later, I really felt like this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel good. And then I got up at 4 in the morning thinking, wow, this really went deep, but I wouldn't say it went 100% to the heart, but it was like, wow, you know, I'm surprised that quite honestly. So anyway, I guess that's my question, is like, I feel like I've lost trust in this person and I don't even know what to do. I guess I should talk to them and hear their side of it, the compassion. But I don't know, this story, it's too much of a story.
Okay, so your question is?
Yeah, what's the story with this relationship? Outcome or whatever, or episode, learning experience, whatever you want to call it.
And say your first name.
Stephen.
You have great opportunity for learning.
Okay.
Great opportunity. Triumphant success, dreams coming true, success and growth, new vitality, material harvest. Great opportunity.
Wow. All right, well, we'll do our best. We'll try not to judge, like you say. I mean, you always talk about unexpected things happening and you have to learn too.
Someone blocked me. Someone blocked me. Wonderful, sweet, lovable me. Someone blocked me once. And I talk about a curveball. I was like, who blocks people? I mean, I had such judgment. I mean, it was just immediate judgment, really. But when you go into the heart, all is revealed. All is revealed. And who are you judging? Yourself. You're looking at yourself, always.
Okay.
All righty. All right.
All right.
Many blessings,
you.
Sweetheart. You're doing well. You really are.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. What a pretty outdoors you have there.
I went outside when I heard Perry's message. Fuck me.
Awesome.
Yeah. May I please have a message?
Mm-hmm. Don't look back. Don't look back. There's something where maybe if I had done it this way, maybe I should have done it that way. Remember that you're learning how to be a good steward of the light and that all is needed. So the reason you're coming after Stephen, it's like, oh gosh, I hate to repeat this, but it's like all inconveniences are due you. Now who wants to hear that? But it's really true because you're learning how not to tumble. You're learning how not to fall. You're learning. Now, when I'm saying that, I literally have Jesus who's surfing. He's not walking on water. We're surfing on water and his hands are out and he's like having fun. He looks like an 18-year-old kid, like having fun surfing. So he's learning how to balance. And you need those waves in order to really be able to enjoy surfing. So this is really about your triumph. They're saying, like, don't be scared of mistakes. Don't be scared of what you would call regrets, because you're really entitled to freedom. You're entitled to move into your highest stance. So I know this sounds kind of weird, but if everything was easy in 3D and everything just worked out perfectly, you just stay in 3D. But because life's been particularly challenging and because it has all those places where it really calls on you to self-assess, what that does is helping you to seek the light. It's helping you to move into higher certainty, higher placement, higher alignment, where you bring forth like the Holy Grail. And they're saying the Holy Grail, and they don't say that lightly. Like, you're really bringing forth destiny. You're really bringing forth higher awareness. So I feel like in this lifetime, you had some lessons to sort of finish up or just master. And while they were perhaps not fun and perhaps even heartbreaking, what they did was help you agree with your own inner claim, your own heart, your own knowing, to put like all your Easter eggs back in your own basket. And say your name, please.
Jennifer.
back to Jesus who's surfing. So in essence, that imagery is symbolic of you. It's showing what you're doing with your master skill set in this incarnation is returning time and time again to your holy remembrance. I just feel like you took a lot of, or a few, shall I say, emotional hits in this lifetime. I just see it like you were socked in the stomach kind of thing. So the stomach, of course, being your solar plexus, your power. This is about new beginnings. This is about coming into new beginnings. See how she's standing on the earth with her walking stick and her crossbody purse. Her hands are free. So this is really about coming into your truth. Where you didn't speak up, where you didn't stay aligned in your power, where you were dismissive to your own needs, to your own assertive essence. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
They're saying like no more. So I got check, check, check. It's like you're learning the promise of your own new tomorrow. So this is the point. If you're supposed to be in class with Jesus learning how to surf, you have to be in your power. You have to be able to speak up. You have to assert your own needs and value. And so another way of saying this is I feel like you've been through a lot of initiations where each of them were not easy, but each of them told you, taught you, showed you how to be a good steward of your own light. And so now with that awareness, with that education, it's like your step that you remind me of Kim's message and Perry's message and probably everyone's today. There's always a theme in each group. It's like you're stepping into your light. You're stepping into your power. And you really feel like you're entering your own mystery school. Like I just feel like, well, I wanted to say that like there is a light ship, but there actually is a light ship. It's so funny. Like there's a light ship, but there actually is a light ship that is supporting you and sponsoring you. So you're being taught, you're being shown, but you want to remember you needed to learn how to stand out. You needed to learn how to stand up. You needed to learn how to honor and trust your own essence versus what you were being told by the outer, by the outside, by another. And you needed to be in charge of your prized possession. In other words, value yourself, value your own good knowing, value your intuition. And so whatever, I never appreciate having to say this, but it's true. Whatever you have to endure to learn those lessons, I mean, they're just showing me like someone fighting a tiger in the forest, like hoping they don't die from the tiger's bites, whatever. It's like if you get scratched by the good old kitty, but you learn to self-endure, well, then so be it. So be it. Because you've retained your sense of self, you retain your truth. And they're just showing me like a warrior, you know, coming out of battle. And it's like maybe they have a scar on their cheek or whatever, but they succeeded. They succeeded. They crossed the moat, you know, and entered the castle or whatever. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Listen to the light. In other words, you've earned your placement. You've earned your placement that now you're a seer. Now you're listening to your own good harvest. Now you're listening to your own energy. And you're not going to walk away. In the past, you walked away is what they're saying. Now you know to stay put. I always think of my grandmother when they say that, stay put. It's like her talking. But you're learning, it's like when I look at you, there's like a light ship hovering above you and you're under its advisement, you're under its energy. And with that comes transmissions, with that comes endowment, your third eye's opening. So if you think you're seeing something and it's like, am I making this up? You're not. Because remember, you don't always see, when I see psychically, sometimes I'll see movies, like it looks like a movie. Sometimes I'll see a flash of something. Sometimes I just know it. I just feel it. I don't know how to explain this, but I feel it. But I don't actually physically see it, but I sense it. Like right now, I can sense a small boy. I don't know who he is, but there he is. So it's like a, how do I say this? I can sense him, but I can't tell you what his face looks like, kind of thing. Other times, I see everything perfectly down to the last detail. So they wanted me to tell you that so that you gain your own trust of self. You gain your own sense of authority and really honoring your own awarenesses. The card that's shining out for you, my love, is destiny. Destiny. So this is you, my love, and it looks like you. So this is really about you pulling your own weight. If I could say one, I could have just said that and that would have been the end of the message. You're learning to pull your own weight. You're really learning to value yourself, value your knowing, value your stance, value your assertive strength. Okay, and say your name again.
Jennifer.
I just keep getting that Morse code stuff. Very good, light language. Very, very good. That is your message, my love. Did you have a question?
No, but I am sensing things. Like, you know, I see flashes, and I feel like, I don't want to say the first time, but I'm really feeling like my soul, like I'm listening to my soul. I'm feeling my own essence versus, you know, looking outside and
that is it. That is everything.
Yeah, yeah, I have goosebumps, but it's like, oh, is this how I do it? Is this how I do it? And it's, I'm listening to my, you know, inner guidance in how to do it for me.
That's the ball game. That's everything.
You know, the biggest walking stick, new beginnings.
Exactly.
And I've been feeling who am I as well for the last week. I heard you and Helen say that.
Yeah.
So
it is true. It's like, yeah. Awesome.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Much love, sweetheart.
And me.
Okay. Phi, P-H-I? P-H-I. All right. I may have muted you. So it would be in the bottom left corner. Okay, you may just be listening. I'll just give you another moment just to make sure so we don't miss you. All right, perhaps you're just listening. All right, indeed, we surround each with light, love, and true prosperity. So when I say prosperity, I just see like it raining sunshine. So remember that light is transmitting to us. It's speaking to us. It's speaking our own inner language or soul language. And so just to sum it up, bringing it back to the initial teaching that we're learning to be a scribe of our soul. So really listening, really honoring, and just like Helen's message, being that true disciple. Again, not an outer authority, but our own heavenly witness. So much love. Enjoy your outside time. It's beautiful out. But so much love to everyone. We'll be back Tuesday at 12 p.m. Much love, everybody.
Thank you. Love to you and everybody.
Thanks, Nicole. Have a great day.
You too, honey.